Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for the Falcons Report.
Whoa, Casey got another pick. Here's Julio down the far sideline and will score. Sacked. Grady Jarrett got another one. You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh! Heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hope you enjoyed some Hey Man Ale over the weekend. I certainly did. I think I needed some. It was like a therapy for me over the weekend. Mike was up at the Road Atlanta. How was it, bro?
I brought two cases of Hey Man. We had a blast. It was just so neat to see people drinking our beer that we ran into. And a couple of the pictures are up there at Mike Bell ATL. Carl's put them up. See Dukes. And I know that Talladega got finished. Who won the race today, Bo, by the way? Because they had a big wreck there at the end. Ryan Blaney won. Wow. Nice. Photo finish. Unfortunately, nobody was there to see it because everybody had to go back to work. That sucks. But anyway, they had rain on Sunday. Road Atlanta was great, Carl. And a good friend of ours at Turner Motorsports, Bill Oberlin and the BMW, they got a winning class. And just night racing, Carl. I got the pictures up. I sent you that video. There's nothing like it. Cars barreling down the track, like 180 miles an hour with the lights on. It's just, if you've never seen it, people have been there like Don, my buddy's like, wow, this is pretty neat. So I'm in a great mood. Then I saw the Georgia score. Okay. Then yesterday. Okay, 4 o'clock, get to be fat and fluffy. I made steakums for myself yesterday, Carl. I've hunkered down with a plate of steakums. I got my chips, got my cookies, got my Hey Man. Cat sitting next to me, wife's out of town. And then, hey, 80-yard score. We took the ball. We got the coin flip.
Yeah.
Let's take the ball. We got a good offense. Defense not so good. We set the tone. I'm like, look at this. We're in business. Freeman's running the ball. Good things are happening.
And then?
And then, well, then our defense got on the field.
Yeah, because that's usually what happens. We're going to take your phone calls, guys. Want to hear from you. There's a couple of things we're talking about today. And my day was very similar. As a matter of fact, I did
something. You had steakums?
No, I did something that I normally don't do. I ordered a 10-piece from Popeyes on my way home from my motorcycle class yesterday because I was like, screw it. I deserve to treat myself.
Darn right.
But I will say this, though. There was a lady in the movies the other night. I went and saw Gemini Man. It was hype. Like Will Smith, don't get me wrong. Will, what up? But.
How many leather helmets out of five?
Two.
Wow. Okay. So not as good as Looper?
But different spin on Looper. Different spin. Okay. It was good, though, but not great.
Okay.
But with that said, and I put this out on Twitter, who takes snacks to the movies still? I hear this lady in the movies, it's about to start, and I hear this kid go, Mom, I want a wing and a thigh. And I go, and I look, and I'm kind of like, is she? And she had, and you know how the aluminum foil sounds? She had chicken in aluminum foil, and she unrolls it, and like three people are eating chicken in front of me. And I'm like, what is going on here?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm dead serious. So I told the story. I was like, who brings snacks? Ironically, like everybody and their mom responded to me like, yeah, I still bring snacks to the movies. So long story short, from that Saturday night, I was wanting some chicken sundae, which is why I stopped at Popeye's.
Right. They throwing the bones on the floor?
I don't know, man. Anyways, we'll get
it's
into
like
that.
It's like being in a race at Martinsville.
But anyway. But the Falcons, here's where we're at, guys. We're 1-5. There is a story out there, or at least rumors, about our owner, Arthur Blank, apparently coming from Mortensen. Others have reported as well.
Actually, it was Ian Rappaport had it. And I'm reading this from CBS Sports. It was from earlier this morning.
Okay.
And it says, Arthur Blank, quote, wants to see progress over the next 3 weeks before the Week 9 bye or changes could come. And they read in that basically Quinn has 3 weeks to save his job. This is up at CBSSports.com if you want to read it.
All right. So Tim tweeted at me and said he had saw it on a message board and he's heard it from Mortensen. Either way, all of these guys are hearing the same thing.
Right.
What do you think? And what is progress? Because right now we're at a situation where if we win the next two against the Rams in Seattle, you're talking about, you know, a team that is showing progress. And do you feel like this team would be able to go on and maybe win a division or at least compete for it? Right now, I got to tell you something, and it pains me. Falcon fans, pains me. New Orleans is just way better than we are right now, and they don't even have Drew Brees.
Yeah.
So we've got to take monumental steps between now and the next few weeks and the bye and all that before we get New Orleans November 10th at their place, and then we get them, you know, obviously Thanksgiving night. I don't want to be embarrassed on Thanksgiving night. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, but right now New Orleans is playing out of their mind, and Teddy Bridgewater's doing a great job. So I don't know if that's going to happen, Mike, if you say, well, we've got progress. We can, you know, go ahead and win these next two and then win a division.
Yeah, I mean, they went to Jacksonville, and Jacksonville's got a rugged defense even without Jalen Ramsey out there, and it was an ugly game. It was just, you know what, I think like 6 or 9 points for a minute there, just not, you know, exchanging field goals. But they're finding a way to grind out the wins while Teddy Bridgewater's, you know, kind of holding the job down. Defense is making plays. They got after Minshew. I mean, it's not sexy by any stretch, but that, look, when your star quarterback's out, that's how we would do it. We would try to grind it out with Matt Schaub and hope we could get it done. But in the case of the Saints, they're dealing with some adversity. You know, we talked about the 49ers, and I hate to bring it back because it always comes back to Shanahan and Quinn. And I had 15 guys going, do you and Arthur Blank should have done? He should have fired Quinn and made Shanahan a coach after Super Bowl. I go, okay, well, that sounds great in hindsight. The only guy that ever in a million years would have pulled that move off is Al Davis, and he's dead, right? And there was a guy that he would have thought about that, but this is our lot in life. You know, we thought that we had a handle on this. Shanahan, along with John Lynch's GM, they're building something special in San Fran. And as a Falcon fan, Carl, I feel it's slipping away. I feel the window closing.
Okay.
Here's the thing. If you're Arthur Blank, you got one win. We got two games with tough opponents. Rams have been scuffling. But what does that mean? We go one out of two, and you keep the guy there running the show? We're wasting another year of Matt Ryan and Julio Jones in their prime.
I will say this, and then we're going to take some of your phone calls. It is a Falcon Monday brought to you by Xfinity. This is beyond Wi-Fi, guys. It's X-Fi, only from Xfinity. Get the speed, coverage, and control you need. Whatever it is you feel right now is what you should do. How many times in your life have you felt something and then you waited, and then you ultimately ended up making the same decision anyway down the road, but you wasted a month or two or six or a year?
Right.
I'm just telling you, sports is no different. And if you feel like this is slipping away, then you should do what you feel. I don't believe that by two or three or four more weeks that feeling is going to change. I said this yesterday as we made the comeback, Mike. People were like, Dukes, what are you thinking now? We're still historically bad on defense.
Right.
It doesn't change anything. Would winning yesterday have been nice? Yes. But you've got to see a jump, an incredible jump defensively for this team to be really competitive and have a chance in the playoffs if that was to ever happen. For me, I'm with you, Mike. I feel it slipping away, and I've felt this way for the last few weeks. There have been signs that we've been ignoring as fans that we didn't want to believe because it's our squad. Can't ignore them anymore.
And you and I were talking about this earlier. By the way, it's our Falcon Report brought to you by Domino's. Great deals going on right now. A large three-topping pizza for $7.99. It's carryout, but you can get more than one in the week. It's basically good all through the week, so go get it. Get all the details at Domino's.com. You and I were saying, what would the mechanics of a move be? You don't have to fire Dan Quinn if you feel that Dan is a guy that deserves another chance with this. But, I mean, you've seen enough with this defense. It's pretty simple. You know, if you want to assign blame here, the guys that were selected by the coach can't do the job. Tack McKinley, Vic Beasley can't get to the quarterback. Isaiah Oliver looks like he's never played football before. You know, Sheffield looks good. That's one bright sign. Debo, by virtue of the tweaks you've moved, doesn't look as effective as he's been in years past. So, I mean, would you bring in Bob Sutton? And what would Sutton do? I mean, would he repudiate what Quinn was trying to do this summer and go, what are we going to do? We're going to go with a 3-4? And I mean, or I was joking around with Squidbilly. We're just going to run like a kind of what we do now, cover three, and everyone just say static and keep everything in front of you and hope that you can stem the bleeding and hopefully your offense can get after it. I mean, because other than blitzing on every other down, how do you get heat on the quarterback? I mean, these are legitimate questions. But I ask you again, what would be the precedent? Cowboys moved on from Jason Garrett as the play caller.
Yeah.
They brought in Bill Callahan, who's now the interim at the Skins. But that was in the offseason, so you had all 3, 4, 5 months to figure that out. Could you do that on the fly? And would the players just look at Dan like a joke if you did that?
I don't know if they'd look at that as a joke, but at some point, these players, and I brought up Vic Beasley, you've got to play with some pride. It's more about you just going out and making plays, and let's stop talking about what the coaches aren't doing. Let's talk to Roger in Griffin. It's Dukes and Bell. It's a Falcon Monday, guys. Roger, you're in the game with Dukes and Bell. Hey, man.
Hey, man. How about not being down by 17 or more points in the first half? That would be progress to me.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
And, And what happened to the defensive coordinator that Quinn fired? Can you get him back? Because he obviously did better than Dan is.
Marquand Manuel.
This is a great question, brother, because we had gone round and round on this one and not quite sure what happened there. He didn't get fired. They just agreed for him to move on. And I asked the question 5,000 times, Carl, this season. Did he park in somebody's parking space? Is there something that's so weird that it's not going to be brought up public? I have no idea. All I know is the defense went from where we were in 16, a young defense that kind of overachieved, and then we took a big leap. We were top 10 points scored, top 10 against passing. I think we were top 12 against rushing. This is a good defense moving in the right direction. Last year, decimated by injuries across the board, and then Dan Quinn used that phrase, we lost our compass, and we lost Marquand Manuel.
Yeah.
And Dan, this is his baby. This is his show.
We were outscored in Minnesota, first half. We've talked about this. Indianapolis, first half. Tennessee, Houston, second half, completely different than the first. Arizona, you saw how that game started. I mean, to your point, being down and being ready to start games and all of the stuff that we've talked about, yeah, that would be progress. Beret, you're in the game next. Norcross, thanks for listening to Dukes and Bell. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Yeah, it's so tough to even have a conversation. We're talking about another chance for DQ. I think this year is another chance. Last year, again, Mike, you just said we were decimated by injuries. I need you guys to verify for me. In the stats that I looked at, we did not even touch Kyler Murray.
No, we did not.
I can't even believe that.
No, we did not.
I mean, no knockdowns, no quarterback rush. I mean, we need some dogs up front. I think we're so complacent. We give the coach the benefit of the doubt and so many chances. I'm from New Jersey. I'm a Giants fan. Can't hide that. But, man, we need somebody to knock a quarterback on his butt just to send a message. Need something different.
And by the way, it's not just yesterday. The last 3 weeks we've gone without a sack. Think about that.
Yeah. Our last sack was against Tennessee on Mariota.
It's pathetic.
No, and so when you go back to it, or actually it was an Indianapolis game on Prasad. When you go back to it, you got no heat on the quarterback. We got a secondary which is struggling. And as we said, I mean, what do you do here? You can't go, unless you're going to go make a swing for the fences trade. You know, and that happens few and far between in the NFL. I mean, Jalen Ramsey's out there sitting there, and would the owner even sign off on that if you got a coach who could be dead man walking? I mean, not that they would even think about that, Carl. But what do you need right now that could really help your defense? A shutdown corner.
Yeah.
But you got one that's a head case and is going to want a king's ransom in a year. So that's a problem. But, I mean, you need a playmaker. Could you go trade? No team's going to go trade a good pass rusher unless there's a monster contract coming up.
Let's talk to Alfredo. Alfredo, you're in the game. It's Dukes and Bell. Thank you for being patient. Hey, man, talk to us.
Yes, sir. How you guys doing today?
Good, bro.
Good. Progress to me would be a change in the culture regime. And the reason why I say that, I'm a visual for you guys. Mike Dilker, Ricky Williams, and a wedding dress. Dan Quinn has married himself to Victor B.
Yes.
As a coach, he is showing us his inability to pick talent, to judge talent. Victor Beasley does not have it. Pat McKenzie does not have it. And we keep talking about catering to and tutoring and teaching Victor Beasley, treating him with special tutors or whatever. Well, keep in mind, Brandon Jordan came out of that draft pick with Victor Beasley in the later round.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he hasn't needed an special attention.
Well, listen, Alfredo, you bring up a great point because as I started the show today, I'm tired of hearing about what Vic needs to be and you know, he needs another move, he needs this. At some point as a player, if you're a real player, you just go make plays. You make plays, you get sacks, you do what's being asked, and we continue to make excuses. I think the bigger thing that you're pointing out, and it's something that Mike and I have talked about, is talent evaluation. That to me is what you're telling me is the guys that you thought you could go win with are showing that that's not the case. And then when you put your job on the line to say, I'm willing to bet my job that I can get this guy right.
Right.
And nothing changes.
I mean, how do you keep your job? He told us about all the video. He's going to unlock the mystery of Vic Beasley. They pick up the $12.8 million and the guy's a zero in spikes. That's Vic Beasley. And next year he'll go get a contract with somebody else and he'll have another year in the NFL and then he'll be gone. Hey, guys, there's a lot of variety on the radio. Domino's, too, has got some amazing deals for you, Carl, where you can get any two or more mix-and-match items, just $5.99. Each, like those bone-in wings and more. Get all the details, guys, when you go to Domino's.com. They bring you the Falcon Report.
All right, guys, appreciate the phone calls. Don't worry. We've got a lot more discussion to get to. Coming up, though, how did the Dogs lose and why?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.